With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. One person is dead, two wounded, and a gunman is dead also after a shooting at a college campus in Norfolk, Virginia.
The FBI's Dominique Evans says Mohamed Jallow, a former Army National Guard member, walked into a room at the Old Dominion Business School building.
Prior to him conducting this act of terrorism, he shouted, stated Allah Akbar.
It's not immediately clear how the shooter died.
There were students that were in that room that subdued him and rendered him no longer alive.
Audio from WVEC. Jallow pleaded guilty in 2016 to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. I'm Ed Donahue.
Man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into a synagogue in a Detroit suburb. He was then fatally shot by security. FBI says it was a targeted act of violence against the Jewish community. California officials acknowledged the reports. Governor Gavin Newsom didn't appear to be all that concerned, though, about maybe some bad things about to happen in California.
We're aware of that information, and we transfer that information in real time to our local partners. Drone issues have been always top of mind.
San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie.
As always, public safety is our number one priority. And rest assured, we are in constant communication with all of our public safety partners. And we will continue to monitor the situation, and we will always keep you posted.
That comes in the wake of pro-Iranian hackers targeting sites, possibly in the United States. Hackers supporting Iran have already claimed responsibility for a cyber attack against a U.S. medical device company. American ports, wastewater treatment plants, and others among the likely targets. This is SRN News. Well, New Hampshire Democrats have killed two pro-life bills. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
One would have banned abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy, while the other would have protected pro-life pregnancy centers. Experts say both measures could be revived at some point in the future, but they're unlikely to pass and would face a certain veto from Governor Kelly Ayotte, who is a Republican but supports abortion. New Hampshire is a mostly liberal state where members of both parties tend to be in favor of abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo says a Catholic bishop resigning after he was arrested for trying to leave the United States. That follows accusations he embezzled $270,000 from his parish near San Diego. The resignation was announced after Bishop Emmanuel Shalata was charged with felonies, including money laundering. Shalata, who pled not guilty, was arrested in San Diego's International Airport. This is SRN News. Now, that didn't take long. One of the largest universities in America has very quickly tapped a new school president 5 days after the old one left. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen with the latest.
Ohio State has elevated its chief academic officer to president, bypassing the traditional nationwide search. Trustees have voted unanimously to appoint executive vice president and provost Ravi Palamkonda as former president Walter Ted Carter Jr.'s successor. He joined Ohio State after holding leadership, research, or teaching positions at Emory University, Duke, Georgia Tech, and Case Western Reserve University. Carter abruptly resigned as president Sunday following revelations about his inappropriate relationship with the female host of a podcast for military veterans. I'm Mike Hempen.
And more details at srnnews.com.